Neonicotinoids, also known as neonics, are a widely used group of pesticides. They're popular because of their low toxicity for humans, but it's their effect on bees that's causing concern.
This class of pesticides, these systemic neonicotinoids, fundamentally weaken bees, suppressing their immunity and making them more susceptible to a wide range of factors, whether that's poor nutrition, whether that's other diseases or parasites. These factors in combination are what are driving these bee declines.
Now the US EPA has introduced new pesticide labels that prohibit the use of some neonicotinoid products where bees are present. Paul Towers is from the US-based lobby group Pesticide Action Network. He says the EPA's new labelling requirements are welcome, but more needs to be done.
U.S. Agriculture faces one of the worst years on record for honeybee declines, so the EPA should move quickly to protect bees. It should start with creating the best protections possible in the places where bees face the greatest burden of pesticide exposure. So they should act on this growing body of scientific evidence and really focus on restricting the use of neonicotinoids, especially as seed treatments throughout agriculture.
Back home, the Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority is researching the impact of neonicotinoids on the health of honeybees. Trevor Weatherhead of the Australian Honeybee Industry Council says neonics are a concern for the local industry.
The concern that has been raised is the sublethal effects. We know that they are like a lot of other pesticides, that they will kill bees, but it's the sublethal effect where there could be a minute amount which is below the level of what will kill a bee, but will have an effect on the bee, and the concern is through navigation ability of the bee that they will go out and lose their ability to find their way home.
But he says the situation in Australia may be different to the US and to Europe, where a ban on neonicotinoids comes into effect from December.
The picture in Australia is not as clear because in the rest of the world they have a thing called varroa mite, which we don't have here in Australia. We believe this is confusing the issue, that the varroa mite is also weakening the bee as well. So any effect on the bee will be more pronounced than here in Australia, where we don't have that mite. So we're just waiting to find out more information. There's hopefully some research being done to look at whether the nectar and the pollen within the plants that are seed-coated in particular are lethal or have an effect on bees.
The Australian Review is expected to deliver findings before the end of the year. Any changes to labelling would not be introduced until new agricultural and veterinary chemical regulations come into effect in July 2014.